Hello, and welcome to the latest audio installment of The Flight Manual from BDN Aerospace Marketing. I'm Nick Marquardt, and I just got back from sunny Orlando, where several of us were attending NBAA 2016. It's widely regarded to be the world's largest business aviation event, and as a first-time attendee, I can vouch that it is indeed massive. After a day spent walking the exhibition hall, I met up with our business development executive, Ashley Cutler, at the hotel lounge to reflect on a few of this year's highlights.
I love that intro.
Yeah. Well, the show, I feel like some people have said it's a lot slower. Mm-hmm. However, everyone I walked up to and asked how the show's going, they said it's been good.
Yeah, I guess... It definitely seems like it peaked yesterday afternoon, mm-hmm. as far as numbers go. But I think it also, this morning we were talking about it's a little slow, but that might have just been because people were slow coming back from events last night.
Yeah.
This afternoon, it really did seem to be quite busy.
I agree. It seemed busy to me. It seemed like good foot traffic.
Yep.
People were saying that they were having quality people in their booth, which is good. One trend, though, I did hear and, you know, talked about with people were all the mergers going on. So this Rockwell with BE kind of situation. Some of the people I talked to, they worked with Rockwell and BE. Well, now they've got eggs in one basket instead of two, right? So they're trying to think about, okay, how else can we diversify and get other clients? Because now they've eaten them up and gone to one. So I've kind of been hearing that as a trend. Otherwise, for others, people are saying things are going pretty good.
Yeah, it seems to be business as usual,
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
Exactly.
Maybe a little bit of disappointment. There weren't more large announcements or, reveals by companies. But at the same time, they're happy. I mean, we got Glottis,
mm-hmm.
With their PC-24.
Mm-hmm.
Actually had a really fantastic video to kind of compliment their history, their company history, where they've been.
Oh, I didn't see that. Cool.
Yeah, for me, I walk around as a designer, and I'm looking at the ambiance and the mood and the success of everyone's individual marketing efforts. So I watched a lot of videos, and I know people don't necessarily go to trade shows to watch the videos, but I actually did. And their video was really well done.
Good.
You get a sense of showmanship. Like, they dim the lights, and the video screen comes up, and the sound turns on.
Nice.
So they really, it's not just like a constant loop in the background. They give you like a break. It's like the next show in 30 minutes sort of situation.
Yeah. I feel like Airbus does a good job of that at the rotorcraft shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that someone is picking that up.
Yes.
With the business aviation shows. Because it is fun to have that pomp and circumstance, right? And almost like this big movie theatrical kind of show. Which it should happen at business aviation shows.
Because
when you talk about going to NBAA, it's like, I'm going to see sexy private jets. Well, make it feel like that.
Yes.
Right? When you're at these shows. And I have to admit, it didn't feel like that very much at this show, but I'll need to go check out Pilatus tomorrow.
Yes. But I'll tell you what, one of my favorites was actually EAA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you made it out that way. Apparently they have, they're kind of at the back of the exhibit hall, but they have a mobile bus.
Yeah.
It's a mobile display, with a kind of a STEM inspired workshop inside of it, as well as a 3D virtual reality tour of the Whitman Museum, the one that is at Oshkosh.
Very cool.
So I got to do that. And it's staffed mostly by volunteers. Their energy and their excitement about this new traveling display. They're going to take it around to schools. They're going to take it to other shows.
Very cool.
This is they debuted it yesterday, so
okay.
It's brand new for them. But it's really cool, and it's great to see. I'm a big fan of EAA. Like, I grew up with Oshkosh and Sport Aviation magazine, so to see them still doing so well,
mm-hmm.
And the excitement that they had in their booth was fantastic.
Yeah, that is very cool. I definitely want to check that out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and we talked about this a little bit earlier on the way over. HondaJet, obviously it's a big show for them. Everything is certified, everything's ready to go. Looking forward to go seeing the actual aircraft.
People are flying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're delivering aircraft.
Yes. So their marketing, at least, inside the trade show, they are probably the only business aircraft I've seen that is marketing to successful business women.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little video series. Yes, exactly. And they should not be overlooked.
Yeah.
In this day and age, they had the videos like that they were showing, and I'm just gonna call it like it's Make Memories is the theme of their video. Definitely highlights women more so than I saw at any other trade show video or display.
Love that.
It had definitely more mass market appeal that way. And I think for a Honda as a company, for Honda Jet, maybe that's part of their direction. And I totally get that. I often watch Honda car commercials, like Honda Automotive, and I try to figure out how many marketing agencies they have working for them. There are definitely a few. They all have their own unique style, because typically they're very dry.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, you know, a little bit more on the emotional side, and I got what they were trying to communicate. I think Honda Jet probably is the right fit for that.
Mm-hmm. And if anything, too, it's being different, right, by appealing to that different demographic, because we're so used to that male-dominated industry. So that's really good.
And why not? Honda's a new player in aviation for the most part, so own it.
Mm-hmm.
Own it and carve out a little niche.
Yeah. Someone else that's been really different and set themselves apart is CNL. Aviation.
The NBA.
Yes. With the whole leading up to the show, doing the email blasts of videos, custom videos of how they thought they were going to the NBA. Hilarious. Genius. I'm just like...
Did you close the loop with them? Were you able to go talk to them about it?
I did go talk to them about it. They have... They're very excited about it. They've had a lot of people coming up, a ton of interest, and he's like, you know what, we don't have a huge name, and so this was a way to get ourselves out there, and I agree. I think they did.
They did a fantastic job. I'm not sure how we all got on their email list, but we did.
Yeah.
We were getting these videos, and they're available on YouTube. If you haven't seen them, it's definitely a worthwhile watch.
Yeah.
It's the Office meets NBAA.
Totally. It's hilarious.
Really.
Witty, smart. Yeah. So they did a great job. They even had a little basketball court at their booth. And each of the guys that are on the videos were there.
Yeah. It was the all-star team.
Yeah.
Which I think it's a great way to kind of feature your corporate players or your movers and your shakers in the company.
So I thought they did a good job, for sure.
Yeah. Mermaid break.
All right, now I'm done.
Yeah.
Of course, there is much more to do and to be seen at NBAA than we could cover in our brief session. For those of you interested in attending NBAA 2017, it'll be held in Las Vegas from October 10th through 12th. And if you'd like to get a handle on all of the industry trade shows 2017 has in store, we've got a comprehensive directory available for download. I'll include the link on this week's blog post, or you can visit bdnaerospace.com. You'll find that trade show directory and many other useful downloads on our resources page. I'm Nick Marquardt, and from all of us at BDN, thanks for listening.